This is WBAA. I'm Mike Loizzo. With Labor Day weekend this weekend, many people are having 3 days off of work or school. If you're still looking for something to do without breaking the bank, Mark Newman has some ideas for you. He's the new director of the Indiana Office of Tourism and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So what are some of these ideas that you have?
Yeah, we've got some great things going on across the state over this extended holiday weekend. Really from top to bottom, left to right, you got a ton of things to do. And if you like festivals, this is the time of the year to really begin digging in and having an opportunity to see some great art, buy some great art, and taste some wonderful foods that are Indiana grown and some wonderful favorites. One of the great festivals that will be happening over this extended weekend is the Marshall County Blueberry Festival.
Okay.
That's going to be taking place at Centennial Park in Plymouth, Indiana. And you'll be able to enjoy a carnival there. They'll have everything that you could imagine for blueberry lovers, and anything from jams and jellies to pies to pizza toppings. You name it, they're doing it with blueberries. Pretty cool. There'll be a fireworks show there, a carnival taking place this weekend, as well as a pageant, some great music, and arts and crafts festival going on as well. So some pretty cool things happening in Plymouth, Indiana. If you're looking for something that's a little bit more automotive, if you're into cars, the annual Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival is going to be taking place this weekend as well. That's happening in Auburn, Indiana, where the Duesenberg originated from. That's a little north of Fort Wayne, for those of you who may not know where that is. And some cool things happening there is it'll be a huge car collector sort of swap show. An auction will be taking place as well, but you'll be able to see some of these wonderful old cars returned to all their beauty and luster, and at the same time enjoy some great food, great music, crafts, arts, things of that nature. Just a great time to get out, walk around, and enjoy the great outdoors of Indiana. If you're looking for something a little bit more quiet and you want to just get away and relax, Indiana Dunes is an incredible respite from the hustle and bustle. And I would recommend taking a little trip up to Chesterton, Indiana. That's Porter County. Indiana Dunes is a wonderful natural creation on Lake Michigan. And if you've never imagined seeing dunes in Indiana before, sand dunes in Indiana, here's your opportunity. It's a great beach getaway. It'll be quiet there, I'm sure. So I would recommend taking a trip up to Indiana Dunes.
From the Lafayette area, just about an hour and a half's drive, I think,
yeah. The nice thing about each of these locations that I mentioned is they're about an hour and a half, 2 hours tops drive from West Lafayette. If you want to head down to Indianapolis, even a shorter drive, Ribfest in Indianapolis is taking place this weekend, and that's going to happen at Military Park in downtown Indianapolis. It's partly sponsored by the Indiana Pork Producers Association. So what's cool about that is it's, in a sense, it's agritourism for the state of Indiana. So I'm really happy that we're able to combine those two things. And there'll be some great bands there. If you're a fan of Blue Oyster Cult, here's your chance to relive those days. Eddie Money will also be there, as will Cheap Trick. So some great big-name music will be participating in Rib America. Some other things going on further south, and this is a little bit more of a drive. As a matter of fact, we're going down to the southern part of the state. If you've never been to Holiday World, here's your weekend chance to get out and enjoy one of the most fabulous water parks, not only in the state of Indiana, but really in the country. They've got some of the world's largest water rides that you'll ever see. And then one of the true gems in our state in West Baden, Indiana, French Lick area, is West Baden Springs Hotel. That's some of the stuff that's going on. There's much more, but I just wanted to give you a few of those highlights.
Talk about tourism in general in Indiana, a more than billion-dollar industry, correct?
You know, tourism in Indiana is a $10 billion industry.
Okay.
We have hundreds of thousands of visitors coming to the state of Indiana for various things, everything from major sporting events to major cultural events. Folks who are passing through and stopping because they see something on a highway sign that piques their interest. You know, I mentioned a couple of these things. Interestingly, West Baden Springs and Holiday World are huge destinations for regional travelers. They've been talked about West Baden in Condé Nast magazine. It's been ranked among the top 10 resort destinations in the United States. So a real coup for something like that to be here in Indiana. With the wonderful attractions that exist in central Indiana, you go to White River State Park and are able to experience everything from the NCAA Hall of Champions to professional football to one of the top five art museums in the United States, in the Indianapolis Museum of Art. There are a lot of wonderful things happening and people traveling from out of state to come and enjoy it.
You're new to the job, and you said you're going around listening to the different areas, visitors and convention bureaus. What are you learning? What's something that's struck you as surprising?
I've learned that there are a lot of passionate people in the state of Indiana, folks who love what their state has to offer and love to talk about what their state has to offer. My goal, my objective, is to take the information that I'm gleaning from my conversations across the state and pull it together to help us develop a strategy that will attract not only people from in and around the state of Indiana to come and visit with us, but also to get our folks inside the state to check out some of these wonderful things, these destinations, these attractions that we have here, so that they can become familiar with them as well. There's nothing like developing a street-level promoter, somebody who's from your state, so they can go out and talk about all the great things that we have to offer here in Indiana.
The website is in.gov/visitindiana. Mark Newman is the director of the State Tourism Office. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Have a happy Labor Day.
You do the same.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.